Blog Talk Radio.
Looking into the eyes of a criminal, you have to ask, how will a little girl, a low-level thug, a businesswoman, become the most dangerous villains around? Simple answer. They all got their start in this city, and it's up to us to stop them.
And hello, party people. Yes, we are back. Gotham Talk Podcast. I'm your show, Jesus Heredia, and this is show number 16, The Blind Fortune Teller. Boy, did that blind guy tell a lot. Even has to be tongue-tied. What's going on with me? All right, we're live right now. Welcome on this lovely Wednesday, February 18th. If you're a fan of Gotham or just wants to talk about the show, call in. Our number is 347-637-3821. That number again, 347-637-3821. We'll be live for the next 28 minutes. Let's go to the phones from area code 239. Welcome to Gotham Talk.
Tried to do the Joker laugh, Matt from Florida.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's a good one. That sounded more like Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. I was trying to do the Heath Ledger Joker laugh.
Oh, yeah. That's a hard one, the Heath Ledger one.
Great episode.
Sounds more like Cesar Romero. Okay. Yeah, but great episode, right? We got a Joker origin story.
But again, Penguin's mom singing at the freaking club when he gets it back.
That
Why
was freaky.
Again, Penguin's mom singing at the freaking club again.
It just seemed like wasted time. Like, okay, we're back at the club. Really nothing's going on except for like when the Penguin freaked out and killed that guy in the opener.
Yeah. And now that what a fish little guy is working for him, and then at the end, Zaz is helping Penguin, and Barbara Teen is back. Damn, she was looking good.
Oh, she was smoking, right?
Yeah, and Jeff could have almost gotten a threesome there.
look at Matt. All right, Matt, we have some more callers. Let's see, from area code 609. Who is this?
Francesco.
Hey, Francesco. How's it going, man? You sound
not
defeated. Bad, what's going on?
Nah, just I got a stuffy nose, man.
Okay. How's the weather over there in Jersey?
It is cold, my friend. It's cold.
Man, you know what? I don't sympathize you one bit because I'm over here in like 80s. Blue skies.
Man.
Not even a cloud in the sky.
Yeah, it's cold here, man.
Ouch.
It's pretty cold over here in Florida, too, in Cape Coral.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty cold over here in my house as well.
Yeah, so Francesco, what did you think of the first time that we've seen on TV, live action, Joker origin?
I thought it was good. I mean, it looked like, to me at least, like he had like a split personality, unless he was faking it. But
like bipolar.
But I would have rather him been like off a little bit, like a little bit loony to begin with, you know, a little off. But
well, I'm sure once he's in Arkham, he's going to get really loony.
Yeah, for sure. But it was crazy how, like,
yeah,
from, like, crying to laughing, and then he started to tell the story.
The guy who played his dad, though, at that scene
he was good.
Interrogation scene, it almost reminded me of Leonard Nimoy from Star Trek.
There you go. All right, we have a new caller from area code 469. Who is this?
469. It's Joe. It's Superboy, Joe from Krypton.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
It's pretty good, man. Oh, yeah.
Well,
this
week, DC has really, pulled out the punches, starting out
yeah.
with the with the, you know, it was a good start for Gotham with the Joker's origin, and then we got to the Flash, which was just so much fun. And then Arrow tonight, which I heard is really great too.
Yes.
So, really great start. And Joe, tell us your thoughts on the Blind Fortune Teller.
The episode was kind of lackluster for me. The only redeeming qualities about it was obviously Jerome, aka Joker. the Bruce Wayne scene when he goes to the board, that was a redeeming quality. And
that was great.
The Graysons wasn't that cool. I don't know. I was just like, okay.
Yeah,
it wasn't
that. I guess they didn't deliver. You know.
It was a half decent episode. It wasn't. You know what it was missing? I really found myself missing more Penguin and more Maroni and Falcone. I really liked that. And it needed more Bruce Wayne, too. It really did. That's what it needed. I love the interaction between Penguin and Maroni. It's just, I love it, dude. We need more Maroni and Falcone in there with Penguin.
Definitely. Okay, so let me, for those of you listening to the podcast, I'm going to read you quick the synopsis. Barbara Keene returns to Gotham to discover Ivy Pepper and Selina Kyle in her apartment. Elsewhere, Fish Mooney plans to save herself and the other prisoners when they discover they were kidnapped so their organs can be harvested. When a snake dancer at Haley's Circus named Lila Valeska is murdered, James Gordon and Leslie Tompkins investigate, as the Flying Graysons and the Lloyds are suspects. An old psychic named Paul Cicero approaches Gordon, claiming to have received a message from the dead dancer. James is skeptical and thinks the psychic is covering up for the killer. Upon deducing that her son Jerome is the killer, Cicero is his father. Jerome has a psychotic breakdown and confesses to the murder, claiming to have hated her for insisted nagging. When customers begin to steadily decrease at Oswald Cobblepot's newly obtained club, Zaz.
Yes,
I thought this scene was really weird. It gives Cobblepot a tortured and brainwashed Butch, who he says is knowledgeable when it comes to maintaining clubs, as he's been working on him for days. Taking advice from Selina and Ivy, Barbara attempts to reunite with James, but is enraged when she sees him kissing Leslie, though neither of them notice her. Bruce Wayne holds a board meeting at Wayne Enterprises and voices concerns to the executives that the company is involved with illegal activities. And John Grayson and Mary Lloyd are engaged, so as you know, they are going to have a baby. Moody tells the lead captor at the prison named Thomas Schmidt that she would like to meet with his boss. And there you go. I mean, Mooney now has the upper hand. Let's talk about that scene, okay, the scenes with Mooney. Obviously, now we know they are being harvested for their organs. But why are we still on Mooney? Like, they just, unless this ties some way, somehow, to a bigger character, but why are we taking that quick detour with Mooney and just watching her, you know,
I can tell
be
you
alpha dog in a different situation? What do you guys think?
I can tell you why.
Okay, go, Joe.
Because it was probably, she probably had that in her contract. If Jada Pinkett Smith, they're not just
going to. So it's not story wise, it's the contract.
Yeah, well, and then also it's just it's a little side story while they freaking figure out what else they're going to do next with the rest of the season. I mean,
and then also
talking about
Butch, how now he's brainwashed. He's pretty much like a wind-up toy, and for some reason, I just didn't buy that. What do you think, Francesco?
Yeah, I agree with you. I didn't buy it either.
Okay, great. Matt from Florida, what do you think? Do you buy the whole Butch puppetry?
No, I didn't buy it because Penguin looked very, very scared. Like, he liked it.
I love the look he gives. And what's going on with his face? Did you guys notice the Penguin's face is getting more, like, blotchy?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you really look, like, between his eyes and his and the nose, it gets, like, a different pigment.
Yeah.
Wow. Didn't notice that.
Okay, guys. I know we're talking about Gotham, but you're going to...
There we go.
We're getting
no spoilers,
Arrow
no
action figures.
But, okay.
We're getting even a Felicity Smoking action figure.
There you go. Now you two can own her.
Wow, Matt. I don't want to think about what you're going to do to that action.
Yeah,
no,
okay, here we go. So the Graysons, as Joe from Krypton mentioned, the Graysons not too triumphant in this episode. What do you think, Matt?
Not really, no. Not really what I expected going into the episode. I mean, really, I thought we were going to see the Graysons flying, like see the traditional Robin color.
Yeah, it seemed like a really cheap circus.
Yeah, because when I heard the circus, I thought we were going to see Amusement Mile. I thought we were going to see the Joker's Funland and, like, his poison gas to make people laugh and all that. But that hasn't been invented yet because it's years before Batman is born.
Yeah. Let's see. Joe from Krypton, your thoughts?
You know, about the Graysons,
yeah.
You know what it is? These people that they keep introducing serve no purpose, and I kind of feel like they wrote this story before they knew they were getting a season two, so they were throwing in their everything in there while
everyone.
They could before they,
yeah.
before they got canceled.
I remember talking
you know
about
what?
That with my friend at work, where I'm like, they're going to blow their load on season one.
And that's what they're doing, because the Graysons serve no purpose here. It's like what it's like they're just... They're introducing them for the sake of having them in there, and it's just like, why? Just why are you blowing your load right now? It's just wait, you know. Even if you're going to get a season two, it just it feels kind of forced and pointless, and it was really disappointing.
Yeah, that's so weird.
I agree. I agree because I hope it's season two. They just slow down.
Exactly.
I really thought they were going to say that with Dick Grayson and that. Narvi Dent was going to come in there, and
I guarantee you one thing: we won't see Jerome Joker again until the end of this season. They're not bringing him back least till the
He's
end.
He's got to get more wacky, as as you guys mentioned. What about you, Francesco? What do you think of the introduction to the Flying Graysons?
I liked it. I mean, ever since the comics have come out, I mean, we've never really known the backstory of where these people have come from. I mean, it's nice to just get a little taste of, you know, before Dick Grayson, before Bruce Wayne. I mean, it's intriguing. I mean, you know, obviously they can't go straight to Batman and Robin and all that stuff, but I like it. I don't mind it. I mean, if they use it in a good way, it's useful, but if not, and if it's just a throwaway, then it's not worth it. But there was a nod to it when they said that, you know, if we ever have a kid, we'll name it Gordon.
Yeah.
Well, obviously that's hinting at Dick Grayson, but I don't mind things like that. It intrigues me when you get to know people that you never knew, you know what I mean? You know nothing about. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it definitely was. All right. So, let's go around the room. I want to hear what your favorite scene was and tell me why. One of my favorite scenes is during, it was just funny. Instead of being like, oh, what's going on? I was literally laughing when I started to see, like, the clowns punch the other guys and in the ring circus, and people, they don't know if they should, like, applaud or be scared. And it was one of those fun scenes that I liked. And also when it got hot and heated between Jim Gordon and the doctor, so...
Yeah.
It's kind of great that she's also very active in her investigating techniques or, you know, whatever, or skills, where she helped Gordon, you know, piece the murder piece together with the axe and everything. So, yeah, those were my scenes. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida.
There's no question. Joker's laugh.
Yeah.
And the end scene with young Bruce talking to the board. And of course, the Barbara Keen scene, showing her clothes to Kat and Ivy.
I know. That was great.
Yeah. It was nice seeing Barbara Keen. And Zaz talking to Penguin. Every time I see Zaz, he's just so creepy, but the actor who plays him is so good.
Yeah, so good.
But still, I'm not buying Paige Mooney. I'm not buying her. Though the scenes for her were dumb.
Huh. Okay. All right, let's go to you, Francesco.
Was anything with the new doctor in it? I mean, especially
yeah.
when she cooked him, dinner. I think she brings a different side out to Gordon. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Anything that has to do with Gordon is pretty lame. I mean, the only thing that makes it interesting are the actors that are countering his, you know, that he's acting off of. I mean, a lot of people are helping him become interesting. So, but I like
yeah.
The dinner scene. I think that was interesting to see someone that was so gung-ho to solve a mystery when he was just so involved in eating his chicken or whatever he was eating.
Yeah. I remember he was like, you wanted to come here and I wanted to, you know.
Yeah. She's awesome on the show.
She's great. She's great.
Yeah.
All right, Joe from Krypton, let's hear from you, sir. What was your favorite scene and what?
The only two scenes that were my favorites out of this episode, because I didn't really like it that much. It was okay. Was the scene where Bruce is on the board addressing the board. That was pretty cool. And then of course the Joker scene was pretty awesome. I thought he did a really good job. As
yeah,
with
he
the
did.
Laugh and the mannerisms.
The,
yeah, I think
the little
pulled
smile.
It off. Yeah. And you know what? I didn't. You read that synopsis where you said that, where it says Jerome had a psychotic breakdown. I kind of thought he was like that the whole time. You know, he just flipped it. He was like, oh, okay, I'm done.
He just showed it, yeah.
So, yeah, and I because that's the Joker. That's what he does. You know, he makes you believe.
I did my Joker laugh at the intro of the podcast.
Yeah, I heard you, man.
Watch, do it again. Do it again, Matt. Oh, now I could see. I could see
that.
Now that's Heath Ledger. That was a better one.
The first time you sounded like a witch, but now you say you did sound more Jokerish.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Francesco, let's hear your Joker laugh.
He, ho, ha, ho.
And I thought my jokes were bad.
Nice, nice. All right, Joe, you know I'm coming to you. Give us your favorite Joker laugh.
I'm not going to do it, dude. That was
you got to do it, bro. I'm going to do it right after you. Come on, let's go.
Go ahead. Let's hear yours.
Joe, come on.
Come on,
no,
Joe.
Man, I'm not like that, dude. I don't do voices. I'm good.
I'm not like Oh, party pooper.
I'm sorry, man.
We broke Joe down.
For DC fanboy, come on. We did our Zod impersonation back in the day at Smallville Con.
No, no, man.
He doesn't do Joker.
Pass, guys. I'm okay.
I guess it's my turn. Mine would be Wing Freak Terrorizes. Wait till they get a load of me.
Oh, Nicholson.
Ooh. All right, that was it.
Not bad, dude.
All right. Okay. So, it seems like there was a lot of downtime on this episode as well as we got the origin story of the Joker. There was a lot of downtime for me when I was watching this episode, and it's pretty much the scenes with Catwoman and Ivy and Barbara Keen. I mean, did we need that? No. I mean, We could have just had Barbara come to the station to surprise him, and she saw him, and she was like, oh, okay, well, I guess I tried, and then left. And we pretty much would have got the point. Like, oh, Gordon moved on, she came too late, and she left. So, yeah, that's the scene I would have cut out. And also another scene I would cut out is when the whole Mooney, how she made the mob kill that guy so he wasn't living to donate, you know, the organs. That was pretty brutal. I was just like, whoa, this is on TV at 8 o'clock. It's crazy. So, yeah, those two scenes, it was a little too gory. All right, let's go to you, Francesco. What scene would you cut out in if you were the editor of tonight's episode?
Let's see. What scene? I would probably cut out the scene, anything with Barbara when she came home and she ate, like, the cereal and, like, she didn't question where everybody – I mean, who cares at this point? I mean, she's gone from the show for a while.
And it looks like she's gone again.
Yep, that's it. That's all they wrote, I guess.
Yeah, that's all she wrote. All right, we have a new caller from Mary Code 469.
Hey, Chris from Canada.
Hey, Chris. What's up, sir?
Not much. How are you?
Good. Did you watch this week's episode, The Blind Fortune Teller?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Awesome. And what'd you think?
It was amazing. I mean, we got to see Zane Grayson, and got to see. I like the guy who played the Joker. I mean, he did great.
And check this out. When we first saw the blind fortune teller, I was like, "Who is this pimp?" You know, when he has that little kid with him. And then I saw the hat, and I'm like, "That looks." And then, you know, if you notice the hat with the feather. It's totally a Joker hat. It's totally a hat, and it was purple.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's totally – and then the way he was dressed all proper and with his, you know, vest and his jacket, I'm like, no wonder. You know, Jerome is now picking up fashion tips from his newly presented dad. So it was kind of cool to see Cicero have the Joker look, but not the Joker.
Yeah.
No. And very interesting to see the Joker's actually real name.
That was interesting. Well, what do you guys, let's go around the room. What do you guys think about the name Jerome? Let's start with you, Matt, since you brought it up.
Really interesting. Pretty neat to learn about his name. Jerome, because it has to be with a J. What else?
All right, there you go. Matt says it has to start with a J. Let's go to you, Joe from Krypton.
Well, I mean, it's not the definitive name. There's several different versions of the name in the comic books. This is just the name they give him in the TV show, but it is fitting. Joker seems like a Jerome. Is Matt still there? Is he on the line with us? Hey, Susan.
Matt.
Is Matt
Hello?
Still there?
Matt, are you there?
Yeah. Okay, now never mind. I was going to ask him a question. Yeah, the name's cool. Not bad.
All right, let's go to you, Francesco. Well, what do you think of the Joker's newlywed Kristen named Jerome?
I don't know. I mean, we've always
I'm on the fence.
We've always known him as having no origin. I mean, I guess for this purpose, it's okay. But I don't know, Jerome. I don't know how to. I don't mean this in a bad way, but I've never seen a white guy named Jerome before. You know what I mean? So it kind of threw me off.
Well, can I be honest? When I first heard the name, I right away thought of. The Superman guys, Jerome,
Jerry and Joe Schuster.
Jerry was Jerome, so Jerome Schuster.
Wow.
So I'm like, maybe was that a nod to them? I don't know.
No, That's actually Clark Kent's middle name. Clark Jerome Kent. That's his middle name. What the heck just happened?
Christopher Kandor, let's go to you, sir.
Really? Anyway, I didn't know that.
Really? Jerome. We're still talking about Jerome.
Yeah, I know. What I'm saying, like, I'm telling you, I didn't know that fucking Jerome. Anyway, I do like
it. Go ahead, well, Chris,
you know?
Come on, answer the question.
I am. Really?
No, I'm teasing. Go ahead, Joe.
I do like the name Jerome. I do like it. And I've seen, you know, white people with name Jerome to respond to Ron Francisco. I don't know. I like it. I think it goes well with it.
Yeah, if it's it. Yeah. I'm on the fence, though. I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, really? Jerome out of all the names? But okay. All right. That's not bad.
It doesn't sound that. Okay, never mind.
And then he's a redhead, too. What's up with that? The Joker's a redhead now. Well, what do you think?
I didn't know that was Clark Kent's name.
Chris knows. Francesco,
yeah,
let's go to you. What's up with the Joker having red hair?
Well, he's a good luck charm until he changes his hair, so you want to get your hands through it, rub it, massage it. You know.
Oh, yeah.
He's a ginger.
Yep, he's a lucky ginger.
Joe, what do you think? The Joker being a redhead? It
doesn't matter to me either way, dude. He's going to dye it green anyway. Who cares?
There you go.
Hey, I have
Chris,
a question for you.
Nice fashion statement, Chris. Does he, for his red hair?
I do like the red hair. I like people with red heads. So, I mean.
Oh, you like redheads.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Pretty
cool. So, yeah,
it's
cool.
There you go. All right, another winner for Chris. All right, let's open up the doors for you guys. Chris.
What was y'all saying? Yo, what were you saying?
No, I just said that you didn't know Jerome was Clark Kent's name. Quit lying. That's all I was saying.
There you go. He said it. Now you happy, Chris?
No.
All right, Chris, let's open the doors. Let's see, anything Gotham that you want to bring up?
Yeah, I do like the date. You know, Jim Gordon with the doctor.
Oh, yeah. She's so hot.
I love the chemistry. I mean, together they...
Totally.
They were so different with Barbara Gordon, you know, and too bad it's not going to last. You know what I mean? I mean, I do like, that's the thing. When they do bring another character to be a love interest, you know, somebody who is not supposed to be destined with, it's always so good. You know, I really like that. And, yeah, she's really by his side and, you know, like the thrill of going over there, you know, investigating and things like that. I really do wish that they were meant to be together, like in the long run, at the as we know. But I really liked that part. It was really cool.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Joe? Anything Gotham?
Didn't really like the episode too much. Like I said before, it was not that great. Like I said, the Graysons was kind of like a waste. They wasted a good opportunity to introduce them in the series. I just say, give us more scenes with Penguin and the mob bosses and Bruce Wayne, and I think the show would be a lot better than it is. Hey, Sis, I have a question for you really quick.
Sure, go ahead.
On the Flash Talk, which this is the one we're about to do next, right?
Yeah.
Could you answer my phone call first? I have an announcement to make, and I would really like it to like make a grand entrance with it, if you don't
okay.
mind. Really
is
important.
Is it Flash-related?
It's Flash-related, and I have a huge...
All right, you got it. All right.
Awesome, thank
Francesco,
you.
Let's go to you, sir. Anything about Gotham?
I don't know. I'm just... I'm intrigued to see where it's all going to go, because right now everybody's so scattered. So I'd like to see what happens with Fish Mooney, where
yep.
is she at, you know, how you know, and Bruce Wayne really calling, you know, really bluffing
calling
at
the shots,
meeting. But,
yeah.
Yeah, but he was.
What was the line he said when he got up and left the table? Like, if I was a man, like, I would be running the place or something like
that. Yeah,
I love
that.
He said something like, it doesn't matter, my
Yeah, name. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have rocked the compound condo.
Yeah. All right, Chris. that was not on purpose, Chris. All right, well, I want to thank Matt from Florida, Francesco, Joe from Krypton, Chris from Candor. You guys are awesome tonight. Join us on the Flash Talk coming up next. Good night.